We know you're listening to this podcast to relax and not to be distracted by ads, but this one is here to help. If you're an Aeon customer, you could win a holiday of your choice worth £5,000. You could seek out thrills or choose to chill. Enter by December 31st at aeonenergy.com/win. T's and C's apply.
Shit, all right. Take three. Sorry about that, guys. Had a bit of a technical issue there. Had to check out old Google and check out what's going on. I had El High Priest on here yesterday, and I just clicked invite, and he came straight on. So, interesting. Here's Shane now. Shane Benatar, connect. Delete comment, pin. Viewers. There we go. Invite friends. Maybe chuck a comment on there, mate. I don't know what's going on. All right, so the plan is that we're supposed to have Shane Benatar coming on from Connecting Consciousness and also EJ from Freedom Faction. So I'm just playing with it, trying to work out how to get them on. It's supposed to be easy. It was yesterday. I haven't got an ad for Shane. Zaki, there we go. Ad. Where's invite? Just bear with me. Flicking left. Request to be in your broadcast. So I'm guessing it's to do with like the programming. I can bring on Nicole. Okay. Can't bring you on, Shane. It must be programming. It says it only works on iOS. So only certain people have got an ad thing. So I'm wondering if it's if you got an iPhone or Android or what the galleries did. We might have to just record this on Zoom and chuck it up on the internet. EJ, can you message me too, brother, and I'll see if I can get you on. Hey guys, how you doing? Thanks for tuning in. Sorry about this. Once we get it right the first time, it'll be good every other time. But the plan is, what we're going to be doing weekly, I'll just keep talking until we work out what's going on, is we'll have two people on, their heads will come up like yesterday. So basically, yesterday I had El High Priest, and jump on your phone, dude, definitely. So I had El High Priest come on, and what we can do now, there's a new feature on Facebook where you can bring people on and basically do a live feed. So we can have people from all around the world, and right now, EJ's from Freedom Faction, so I'm waiting for him to come on. Shane's just gonna jump onto his phone. And then we have, Shane from Connecting Consciousness. So we can do live feeds and do like a media update weekly so you guys have something worthwhile listening to, you know, because there never has been a time ever in recorded history where, the whole world understands that what we're being fed on the news is a load of rubbish. So here's Shane again. Bring him onto the camera. That's better. Hey. Cool. All right, now we just need EJ to jump on board. And we're ready to rock and roll. So, hey, Shane.
There we are, man. So, well, yeah, it was because it was on my computer. That's what it was, man. It was because I'm on my computer. So, does this notify all, is this going to pop up? Yeah, it should, eh? That I'm live on Facebook from my Facebook?
I'm guessing, yeah. I think everyone knows we're on a live feed now, both of us. So watch the people start turning over. And you want to also introduce yourself, buddy, and give them a bit of spiel on who you are, and I'll get EJ on, and then we'll come back.
Yeah, sure. You just lagged there for a sec. But so you guys know me.
Your fans
Shane Benatar here. Fans good or fans loud? Because it is warm. It is quite warm.
A little bit loud, but
yeah,
we're good.
Yeah,
go for it.
anyways, so you guys know me. Connecting Consciousness is my Instagram account, and we spread things that are actually true, that are kind of suppressed from the population. And we do this with a passion because people need to be aware of these things. And if you notice, the sewage stream media pretty much only promotes things that are detrimental to and complete lies, especially, yeah, you guys know, CNN and whatnot, fake news. That's where the original fake news is mainstream. But so we need alternate news to be able to spread awareness and to help people out. So that's what me, Neil, and Freedom Faction are all about. It's just spreading awareness, really. That's not we're not some high-ranking figures. We don't, you know, think like that. It's just there's a vacuum of information that needs to be spread, and so we will supply the power to that vacuum. You know what I mean? So, yes, good analogy there.
And what a beautiful platform Facebook has given us. I think they messed up by giving people like you and me and Freedom Faction this ability because, you know, back in the day you had to have a broadcasting studio. And now we can just purely do whatever we want here without even having to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars with that type of situation.
It's pretty funny actually, man. It is pretty right, funny how that works.
All right, now I'm going to bring on EJ who's coming in.
She had a little stand here for this, but that's all right. Yeah, dude, it's like 27 degrees, so fans a necessity. Let's see.
So have you ever seen a Facebook Live with three people before?
No, I didn't even know you could really do two. Oh, there, hands free.
All right, dude. Well, just keep talking, and I'll get.
All right, so guys,
this
live feed is going to be blowing some minds open, wide open. We're going to be talking about many, many different topics, including one of the things we wanted to touch on for sure was 5G for one, 5G, and why it's a good idea to resist that at all costs. We're also going to talk about the vaccination agenda and the movie Vaxxed, if you guys ever saw it. Very incredible documentary movie, which was, they pulled it from the Tribeca Film Festival, the big film festival. You're supposed to be allowed to show any type of film, supposed to be freedom, you know, no censorship and whatnot, but it got pulled from a massive film festival after they said it was too controversial. Well, the truth tends to be that in the Empire of Lies, the truth is very controversial. We'll also touch on gun control and just the things that aren't touched upon in the mainstream. You don't hear the opposite end of the spectrum. And we'll also talk about David Hogg, that's his name, Hogg. Type in, if you guys get a chance, write down if you feel like, because you should potentially, if you want, have a little pad of paper next to you to write some stuff down. But Operation Hogwash. If you type in Operation Hogwash, blown wide open, the first link on Google, read through that page. I'm just going to drop a little bit about it before we go too far into it. But basically, David Hogg is cousins with Emma Fernandez, the other girl who's standing in front of CNN saying we need to ban AR-15s, which let me just preface this with the fact that the AR-15 is no more deadly than hundreds of other firearms, which are not restricted and which are not illegal or not being tried to ban. So it's very frivolous, the efforts of gun control, especially because if you think about it, I guess I'm going to just go into it while we're waiting for Freedom Faction to get in here. But think of the word asininity. I don't think that's a word, but think of just the ludicrousness of if you own a firearm, a certain firearm, keeping in mind that banning them will not keep criminals from obtaining them the same way that they banned cocaine. Cocaine is highly illegal. But I don't know many places that you can't acquire cocaine if you're seeking it. If they're to ban any type of firearm, criminals are still capable of obtaining them. And what you're actually doing is stopping the law-abiding citizens from being able to have a firearm, which they could defend themselves with or their family with if someone breaks into their house in the middle of the night. And it is actually, there's a story, and this is very mind-blowing when I found this out, but that there's a story that these women were living in an apartment complex, and they heard their roommate downstairs or in an adjacent apartment screaming and yelling. So they called the cops. And after about 20 minutes, the screaming stopped, and they thought, okay, the cops showed up. So they went to go and look at this lady and see what's going on. And yeah, there's a very loud noise that keeps coming through. I don't know what it is, but basically, the cops didn't show up. It was armed. There's guys basically who had broken into this woman's house and were like brutalizing and did very, very horrible things for 45 hours before they finally left. And then the girls tried to sue the police station because the cops never showed up. The cops never showed up to help them after they called the cops. And when they tried to sue Washington State for not helping them in a situation like that, the law came out that, oh, as it turns out, police have no legal obligation to protect you. So why would you give your responsibility of your own life to anyone else's hands other than yourself, especially when it takes on average 15 to 20 minutes for a, on average 15 to 20 minutes for a 911 response time, when the response time for a firearm is substantially, well, some are 1,500 feet per second or more. And that's a lot quicker than 15 to 20 minutes, especially if you have a wife and children, or if you're a single mom and you have kids and someone breaks in your house. Like, are you really going to put your responsibility in someone else's hands? So anyways, we maybe will touch upon more on that, but it's just unreal that in Canada,
definitely,
there's an echo going on. Yeah, you go.
Yeah. I was just going to say, for people in Australia, it's difficult to wrap their head around guns because we had a lot of guns taken from us after the false flag attack, which was Port Arthur. That was the kind of the most well-known flag attack. If you look into how that went down and the guy's intellect, he was unable to even put a set of keys into a door because he was so messed up, this guy, on the psychotropic drugs and things like that. And there was like 15 sniper shots from all different angles, and the team of, you know, people who investigated it said one person who was a military sniper couldn't even have done these shots. There must have been five or six people who were actually doing that. So that was the way we got gun confiscation happen here in Australia. You know, we don't have too much gun crime, but definitely the criminals have a lot of guns here. And if it were to go, you know, a bit crazy, the only people with guns would be the criminals and the other criminals, which is the federal government. So that's the issue with you know, not having guns.
Yeah,
that's... People get really triggered when they hear guns. They're like, oh, guns kill people. It's like, no, I've got a lot of mates who have guns here in Australia, and they take care of the weapons, and they have full respect. And if anyone was to try and rob my house and we were there, like, good luck to you, you know what I mean? So it actually stops people from robbing places. And in areas that have high amounts of legal guns, they have the lowest gun crime rate and the lowest crime rates. So that's a fact. You can look up on the CIA's website, and you can look up the government's facts to do with gun areas and things like that.
And wasn't it that so this is what I try to explain to people, because the classic, like when you first hear like ban guns, it sounds like, oh, yeah, like less guns, like less killing. But this is the thing. When you ban guns, you're only stopping the law-abiding citizens from having them. The government, the military, and the police will all still have firearms. So if you don't voluntarily give up your fire, or if you don't give up your firearms after an arbitrary law was written by people who are generally known as corrupt, treasonous, and you know, lying through their teeth, politicians, if you don't adhere to that, oh, if you don't throw your gun, hand your gun in, then armed government agents will show up at your house with the same gun that they're telling you that you can't have. They'll show up with ARs and say, like, hand over your guns. So the idea that only the government, the military, and police should have a firearm that the citizens shouldn't, it goes to show maybe you haven't studied history. Because in history, when the civilians get their firearms taken away, it's not a good scene. But I can understand from the average person's perspective, look at Australia and the United Kingdom. Like, they banned guns, and now there's not so many mass shootings. Well, this is going to sound extremely far out, but there is actually, not only is all the mass shooters, for example, the Aurora mass shooter, James Holmes, the Colorado shooting massacre, and Adam Lanza. Listen to this. This is crazy. And I think Neil knows this too, but for any of the viewers or listeners, hear this out. Both fathers of Adam Lanza and James Holmes, the two shooters, both of their dads were about to testify in the biggest banking fraud case incident in history, the LIBOR scandal. And Peter Lanza, Adam Lanza's dad,
had incriminating evidence that tied like trillions of dollars of basically stolen money that tied it to high-ranking politicians, royal family members, even certain other figures that are influential and political. And then all of a sudden his kid commits like this mass shooting, right? His autistic kid who supposedly, there's a bunch of inconsistencies in it, but a lot of people respond out of emotion and go, oh my God, like I couldn't imagine that, you know, they'd orchestrate an event. But there is a law passed in 2012 that makes it legal to orchestrate spectacles and events for geopolitical and economic gain. Meaning, yes, at these false flag shootings, yes, people die. No one's saying that no one dies at these shootings, but who may be behind the shooting and who benefits and profits from the shooting is a completely different story, wouldn't you say, Neil?
Yeah, definitely, dude. And the people at home, I just want to know, what's the reception going on like? Because we're getting a lot of interference here. Is Shane coming through clear, or is it struggling? Because, we've had a panel of interference. We couldn't bring EJ on at the moment for some reason. They won't allow me to add him. And I just want to know, are you guys getting a clear signal out there? Can you just chuck a message down for us?
Next time, worst case Ontario, we'll just we'll do a Zoomer and then we'll just post it. I do like the live feed action, but everyone says it's clear too, so that's weird.
Yeah. Well then, excellent. Well, must be just me. Not so clear. All good. Okay, what do you want to do, man? What we can do? We can you want to just have we'll go on Zoom, we'll record it, and we'll chuck it on Facebook, and we'll rejig this one, or we'll continue up. We'll do another half an hour. Let's do another half an hour. Then we'll hit Zoom with EJ, and then we'll record it and chuck it on Facebook.
Yeah, we can do that, man. We can do that for sure.
Excellent, dude. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
so
on that note,
this gun confiscation.
Yeah, keep going. The gun confiscation.
Yeah, no, I think I can do it now. Prove him. You keep going, dude. I'm just going to try and approve EJ. Because once we get it down pat, next we can hit tomorrow, the next day, whatever. And
For sure. What's up, Craig Daniel Splinter? What's up, Mary, Ashley? What's up, you guys? Oh, I can't touch my phone. It's going to fall over. So, yes. Very important. Oh, this is another thing that I found out that may be interesting to some of the viewers. If you type in on write this guy's name down. If one of you can write it in the chat so someone can screenshot it. But there's a guy called a man named Matthew Pauley, okay? And he was a high-ranking, credential computer programmer. He worked in Toronto. And long story short, this guy has YouTube interviews. He's been interviewed by multiple people. And what's his name? Thank you, Mary. The Voice of America, they say. And he runs that Coast to Coast or whatever it is. Radio, and they interview this guy, and basically Matthew Pauley has substantial evidence of two things. One, that he was a non-consensual MK Ultra sleeper agent test subject at the helm. Who is at the helm of that is the RCMP, the Canadian Royal Mounted Police, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police rather, and the JTF2, which is a joint task force, which is like Canada's, it's an intelligence agency of Canada. And along with the intelligence agency of the centralized variety. And basically, what Matthew Pauley has exposed, which was news to me, is that they will never, ever, ever test any of these mass shooters for a drug called scopolamine. Scopolamine is a drug that is documented to have been used in MKUltra programs. And MKUltra, for anyone wondering, is basically back in the day, in World War II, they used these, MK stands for, it's German, Latin Germanic for mind control, ultra. So like ultra mind control. And you're going to go, whoa, what are you talking about mind control? But there is a way that you can, the reason they even thought of making this program is because they're like, how do we get someone to do something against their will, against their survival instincts, and against all of their moral like instincts? And because that's perfect for political assassinations, things like that. Like, it's not a very happy-go-lucky subject we're talking about here, but this is like what goes on, guys. We've got to understand this, and I know you guys do. So this drug called scopolamine was used in MKUltra, and the way they did MKUltra, basically, I've had a deeper understanding the last few weeks of researching. Yes, K. Harris, that's how it's spelled. Is it would take someone and by basically a variety of electroshock therapy and torture, which doesn't sound, I know it's not fun, guys, but we gotta expand our mind here and realize these things are going on. When you get traumatized, your brain has a defense mechanism where it disassociates. And by disassociating, basically your dominant personality goes to sleep and you're left in kind of like a fetal position. Your mind is in a fetal position where you can be easily programmed by getting post-hypnotic suggestions, it's called. Look up post-hypnotic suggestions. And so what they do is they take people, they torture them until they're disassociated, where they're going, what's going on? And their dominant personality is asleep. And then they can tell them to do something 150 times, get them to repeat it 150 times. And what they do is, when they come out of this dissociative, traumatized state, they don't remember leading up to that or that happening. And they don't know that they've been programmed until there's a trigger that happens in the future where something happens and all of a sudden they're triggered and the programming, and then they do what they have been programmed to do. So did you know that fucking Robert F. Kennedy, the attorney for the shooter was Sirhan Sirhan. Did you guys know this? This is crazy. I should do a post on this. Sirhan Sirhan, the guy who murdered Robert F. Kennedy. Straight up Jason Bourne shit, Jen Shell. Straight up Jason Bourne shit. Jason Bourne is fucking MKUltra in plain sight. But Sirhan Sirhan, his attorney publicly said there is evidence that Sirhan Sirhan was a victim of mind control. An attorney makes a couple hundred grand a year, whatever he makes, and publicly is credentials and is a well-renowned guy. And he comes out and says there's evidence of mind control victim as Sirhan Sirhan. Now, one, if you go tell your like family or parents this, they'll say, you know, you're fucking nuts. What are you talking about? Mind control? This is bullshit. Guys, come on. But Neil, you're about to say something?
This is one of the most documented things. Yeah, this is one of the most documented things that you can look up. MKUltra is actually kind of old. You know what I mean? It's actually not even new. And something that's come out through the Freedom of Information Act and many different facets. And you guys would see people as they deteriorate. I mean, check out Hillary Clinton. Check out people like Jay-Z, and who's the other one who had the big breakdown? Katy Perry. You see them actually, the body's monging out because they've been traumatized. They've gone through so much trauma that eventually the mind control breaks because the soul wants to break free. What happens? The second altar goes in. So you basically have your soul, then you have second altar, and your soul can step out. And this is the same as like what Simon Parks talks about when people get attachments. Muslims would call them jinn. You know, Christians will call them demons and spiritual people will call them entities, things like that. They can ride you. Yeah, and they can jump in and your soul will step out if it's too heavy. And only when you start getting the consciousness back and you start stepping back in line with your higher soul purpose and your greatest good, does that soul step back in. So this is all happening throughout Hollywood. It's all happening in a lot
news
of the
anchors,
elite.
Yeah.
News anchors, musicians, and you're seeing it all over the globe, you know, and this is all connected to the pedophilia and all stuff like that too. So it's some pretty deep, dark stuff that's happening. And the good thing is we have the alternate media now, which is bringing it out and it's making it more acceptable. You know, you couldn't do a post 5 years ago about the dangers of vaccines. No one would tag and, you know, and comment and like. Now you do a post, there's hundreds and thousands of people who share, like, and tag because they're doing the research themselves, which shows me that the people are waking up, that people are taking accountability for their health, for their actions, for their family, and not relying on the state, the government, and the medical system to give us the information, which clearly is a very gray area right there.
Well, and that's the thing, too, about you'd think that with all of the, every single email, phone call, text message, Snapchat, everything is databased, okay? We have these multi-trillion dollar agencies that are supposed to be making sure terrorist attacks don't happen because they're database, like that's what we gave up our privacy rights for, so that they could make sure we're secure. And there's a quote that says, those who give up liberty for security deserve neither. And that is true. But they're databasing every single email, text, phone call, everything, but they somehow can't stop the hundreds of thousands of children that are trafficked every year. Every single year, the same number of kids goes missing in North America. And in Europe, it's hovering around the same number, too. There's a this isn't fun to talk about, guys, but like this shit is happening, and the only way that we're gonna fucking freaking get it going down to stop happening is by talking about it, getting the word out there. But point is, it's very foolish to picture that these guys are database and everything, keywords, everything, but they can't stop humongous businesses. Like child trafficking is a massive industry, man. Like hundreds of thousands. They'd be able to catch some fucking texts from that, you know? Hey, got the key. Like, it's a no-brainer. And they can zoom in on a pack of smokes from space and read the label, but they can't stop fucking child trafficking. What the fuck?
Exactly, and you could go one step further than that with the whole tracking, dude. You know, people out there who are aware of the geoengineering and the climate engineering and weather modification, they're spraying electric PZO nanocrystals, which are basically like RF chips, which is like a spy grid, you know what I mean? An all-encompassing spy grid that can give you feedback and readings in real time. Your heat signature, if you're in fear, what hormones and chemicals are being released in your body. We're actually in a point now where truth is stranger than science fiction, because we are so far evolved in technology, but we haven't got it. Like, there is glimpses of it, we're getting photos of it, and we're hearing about it, and they're using it in the secret space programs and places like that, but we're getting drip-fed the fossil fuels and, you know, lithium batteries, which I spoke about yesterday. You know, the big fucking joke is the lithium batteries and all that.
Yeah.
And that's right, Jen. The organ trafficking is linked in with this also, you know, and this basically that the head of all these operations is the Vatican. The Vatican is ahead of the pedophilia. The army of pedophiles is headed up basically by the Vatican. You know, that's where it kind of is stemming from, and that's the level of mockery. So you got to understand that these people who have their puppets in every country, in every governmental institution, they just put their friends in there. They got their mates in parliament. They have them in every country in the United Nations, you know, our prime ministers. They're the puppets. They get put in there to do their job. So this is a high up elite ranking ring of pedophilia, Pizzagate, you know, Podesta, the Comet Pizza. That's just like part of it, but it actually goes into like the high echelons, and we're talking the top bods in the churches, top bods in the all these, you know, places that we would look for help and expect that we're going to get helped. It's actually inversion. It's hidden in plain sight, and it's what Max Spears talks about. Everything in this world is in your face upside down, so you're just like, they can't be doing that. Why would DOCS, an organization who's supposed to help you out when your kids, you know, when you have trouble with your kids or whatever, why would they be sending kids off to the pedophiles? And it's like, because no one would think that, because it's so brazen. So that's where we're at. We're at a point where everything's so in your face that people just can't actually believe it's going on until it lands on their head in that aspect.
Yeah, well, a typical example of inversion is, there's kids who are taught in school right now, and I had a friend who's at the high school I went to in Bracebridge, and they're literally teaching kids that GMOs are good, that GMOs are like so good, and they're the best thing. And so this is what I have to ask to that statement, and it's actually very simple, and you can discern the truth very quickly. The company that makes GMOs, just say this to anyone possibly who's like, nah, man, GMOs are good. Like, I Googled, like, GMOs good, bad, and there's a bunch of government websites that say how good they are. The thing is that the company that makes GMOs has made the deadliest chemical and biological weapons in the history of humanity. In the history of humankind, the most deadly weapons have been made by the same company that is making genetically modifying food in deep underground military bases for human consumption. So if you think that a pesticide / chemical weapons, napalm, DDT, Agent Orange company should make your food, And they're going to tell you that it will grow more, will yield more. Like, fuck off, man. I'm not eating that shit. And look at Haiti, dirt poor country after getting, you know, intentionally destabilized and whatnot, hit with artificial engineered hurricanes and earthquakes and whatnot, which, yes, you can engineer. They burnt, 60,000 seed bags of Monsanto corn after Monsanto sent them aid after the engineered tsunami mucked Haiti. So if these guys in this, like, I guess, third or developing country are in the know about GMOs. And if GMOs are banned in all of Europe, or 98% of Europe, what are we doing eating them? And the very fact that the government feeds us GMOs when they know they're bad for us. Don't pretend they don't. That should make you question everything else they fucking say. Everything else they say. So, yes. We're going to step in there. It's all good. But yeah, so...
Yeah, awesome, dude. I think you dropped out a little bit then.
Oh, shit, really?
For me, anyway. I think I've got pretty bad reception. What I'm reckoning, dude, like, we cap this, and in about an hour's time, we'll repost our new interview, whack it up on the thing, and we'll get, I'll get somewhere with a bit better reception, and we'll hit it up, and we'll work out how to get EJ back on, because I really want to do three people, you know what I mean? And Shane, myself, and EJ, we're going to do these, you know, weekly or bi-weekly. We're going to have a set time, so you guys know we're going to do it that time every 2 weeks. So the information will be there. We'll have new stuff every single week. And like between us, between Shane, myself, and Freedom Faction, we have basically across our platforms nearly 500,000 followers. So that's, you know, rivaling the mainstream news here in Australia. So if we can get a good connection, get all three people on here and have it regular, I really feel like this can be a force that can be reckoned with, especially if you guys are sharing. Like the last video I just did yesterday randomly, I think it's up to 250 shares already, you know, and a few times that by 500 friends on every person's page, we're talking like getting up in the millions of people who are watching. So that's an amazing feat, especially on a free platform that we can use. And like I said,
this is what they don't want Facebook.
We're going to be bringing some powerful information. Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to have the screen sharing option set up. I just downloaded it today. I didn't get a chance to really get to work out how to make it work. So what we'll have when we talk about things, we'll have the image here and the document. So we can be like, you know, people who are always like, oh, show us the documents. It's almost like we're kind of here to, yeah, we're here to ignite the spark in your mind for you guys to embody the information. Because when you embody it yourself, when you research it, when you do the detoxing, do the health yourself, then you can tell people, go do this, it worked for me, rather than like, yeah, you should do a juice fast, a 21-day juice fast, but you've actually never juiced fast before. You know, when you embody it, when you actually do it, when it becomes part of your everyday life, well then, yeah, that's the best way of doing it, because the coding that you're saying to people, we're coding each other now. What Shane does on his Instagram and what I do is our information, our frequency, it's going out there and it's igniting something in you guys, the spark, your comments and your feedback is doing that back to us. So we're basically tapping the collective consciousness and creating a hive mind of awakened people who are out there actively getting stuff done and doing things in the real world. And that's what it boils down to, getting things done in the real world. Learn, do your information, do your research, but then go out there, plant trees, create movements, create gatherings, get people together. Start meditation classes
and use social media.
There's so many things we can do out there that we're not doing.
Yeah, exactly. Couldn't have said it better yourself, man. With that being said, I think that we ought to. I know it's like you have a lot of people have, you know, friends and family and whatnot on their Facebook and Instagram and whatnot. And even though, you know, that you'll have that conversation when you see them in person, they'll be like, yeah, shut up, crazy stuff you shared, boy. You'll just have to say, you know what, and you'll get better and better at explaining to them, well, yeah, like, that's actually true, and, like, we have been lied to, actually, quite on a very large, grand scale, and so, yeah, keep using, the social media is key, man, like, Instagram is what raised my awareness to fluoride, which made me research and go, whoa, the government, and this is my young, this is, like, grade 9 or 10, when I'm like, damn, like, I didn't realize I was drinking fluoride everywhere I went, but I'm like, oh, shit, they put fluoride in the water, like, that's messed up. And that just made me question the rest of the stuff, you know? And so every time I get like a DM of someone saying like, yo, man, like hundreds a week of people saying like, man, you like, I did a project in class about fucking geoengineering because of your posts. And I'm like, what, dude? Like, so we got to spread the awareness and keep on keeping on, my friends. We're doing the universe's work here. Funny shit.
Excellent, dude. Okay, so, all right. Well, thank you very much, Shane, for coming on. Even though it was only brief and it was a little bit fragmented and all that, we'll nip it in the butt and we'll only get better. So thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. And we will do another one shortly and we'll post it up and give you a week advance notice. And then, yeah, we'll also chuck it on Nate Max TV. Make sure you jump onto connecting_consciousness on Instagram. Shane's got 200,000 followers. And then connecting.consciousness, which is the more alternate version, so there's another 30,000 or 40,000 on there and growing. And jump onto freedom_faction on Instagram. He's got 150k, and Nate Max TV is my Instagram and YouTube podcast. So jump on there, check it out, share, like, repost, tag. It helps us a lot, and we'll see you shortly. Bye now.